So Adam, how big of a step would you consider Mike taking some snaps in the team drills today?
This is great. I mean, I know he's excited. He's been waiting for this. We're trying to time it out the right way and go through the right procedures. You know, he's been ready since that first day. Get out there. We're just doing exactly what we talked about with the doctors, and you know, John Gresh and Mike Wall have done a great job of making sure, you know, we stayed on track.
Is still no thought about playing him in any games?
I'm going to talk with him about it because I know he wants to. I just want to do the right thing. So I'm just going to keep thinking about it, keep talking with him, you know, see how he feels out of practice. I think that Philly week will be a great indicator for us because just going against somebody different. And when you do those practices against other teams, it's a game feel for you, you know, every day.
Does it matter to either Mike or Jay Cutler that they're new to each other?
I don't think so. These guys are used to kind of playing that game. You know, when you come up through the league, play with multiple centers, and same thing with the center with the quarterback. So, you know, I mean, those guys are kind of used to somebody else coming in there, hearing a different voice, and kind of getting on the same page.
Adam, is it fair to say you have a soft spot for a player like Mike Hull, undrafted, you know, just works so hard every day?
Yeah, every time seems like, you know, somebody comes in and, you know, he's always looking for that shot to jump in the starting lineup, and somebody's above him, and then he's got to fill in. I mean, whether he, you know, last year when, you know, we had guys go down and he had to fill in, and he did a great job, and he's always ready to go, and he works extremely hard, and he makes sure he knows exactly what he's supposed to do. He knows everybody else's job as well, and he fits in well. He's with that crew that we got going right now, that's a, you know, I like those three guys together, and you know, see how it kind of plays out.
You seem to spend a lot of time on the sidelines today with Jay.
We're just trying to get back in that kind of like game day feel. It's just something that, you know, that's just kind of our routine. And, you know, it's just the communication, kind of the tempo of the play, how it's coming in. You know, if we change anything, you know, I can still communicate with him. So it's just that's more of our routine on game day. So we just kind of keep it consistent, work on it in practice.
Did Jay suffer a setback, or is this part of the concussion protocol? Because I believe
it's part of it. It's part of, I mean, he's still in the protocol. I don't even ask questions about it anymore. They just tell me when a guy's back or not.
Anything you can tell us on Tony Lippitt?
Yeah, he just, it was his foot wasn't quite feeling right. We tried to work him out before the game, you know, trying to, I don't know if we need new shoes or what's going on, but, you know, we've been talking about some different ways to just get his feet kind of right.
What's the outlook for Juwan James?
We're giving him a little rest right now, and, you know, he's been playing extremely sore, you know. I mean, what's kind of what he's got going on, it's one of those things, it's not going to affect his play. It's a pain management, you know, deal. And, you know, we're trying to just take some of the hits off him and just try to get him a little rested.
If Juwan was out there today, it would have been, I guess, your closest look at the starting offensive line all training camp. Do you kind of snap your fingers and missed opportunity?
It is what it is. And I couldn't even tell you who was on the offensive line today. I just keep rotating guys in, and, you know, that's the way we want it. We want to keep mixing up the lineups. We want to keep challenging guys to be able to go in if somebody goes down. I mean, I just don't see it going to be a situation where it's, you know, same line week after week. I mean, it's just, that's the way this league is. It's rare. They have only happened one time in my career where I can remember having multiple games where it was the same lineup. I mean, something's always going on. Somebody's shuffled around, injuries. I mean, there's just a lot of things. And Chris does a great job. He just keeps moving those guys around, and just everybody's getting used to playing with each other.
I know you're comfortable with the top three linebackers with Raekwon going down, but where is the comfort level from a depth standpoint?
Yeah, we're just going to keep working those guys. I mean, we were feeling really good about our depth when we came into camp. A couple guys get hurt, and you know, a couple guys are learning. You know, we got to, you know, get that process going, pick it up a little bit. You know, it's getting closer and closer to, you know, real football. So we got to make sure we get these guys as sharp as possible, keep putting good tape out there, doing things right, making tackles. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is, like, let's get people down. Let's not have missed tackles. Let's be assignment sound. So, you know, we got some newer guys. We just got to keep working through.
I know you Hull is right now getting that work with the starters, but is there any thought to moving either Alonzo or Timmons inside and giving Hewitt maybe a look? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a constant discussion. And I think it's going to end up being what's our best lineup, and we have time for the first week of the season. So could we move guys around? Absolutely. And we were lucky enough to have a guy that can do multiple positions and has done it before with Kiko's played every spot. So if we wanted to do that, we could. Right now, we like where we're at. We like kind of that group we got going on, and we'll just see how it plays out. If we don't like something, we're going to make a change. We're not just going to sit there with our, you know, hands behind our back and say, you know, this is what it is.
Was it a tough conversation with Ryan?
It was probably tougher for me. Just, you know, it's more and more real. You know, I think, you know, the fact that it's him, like, he knows his body and knows how he feels, and, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate for him. He worked so hard to be available for us, and, you know, those guys did a lot of work during this, you know, off season to get to this point. And, you know, I think he's handling it good. He's trying to do everything he can to help Jay out, and, you know, Matt's done a great job. You know, we're just trying to make sure Matt's got more reps than he had last year at this point, you know, in training camp, and we got to kind of keep an eye on that because, you know, we don't want to, like, overdo it too early with Matt, you know, because I just, you know, I got two good quarterbacks that I like and two starters, and just want to make sure they're both ready to go.
And there's a couple of questions. One, is the surgery in the next couple of days?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll let you know.
And every confidence is ready for 2018?
Absolutely.
Are you still anticipating him being around the team a lot?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to do a few things with the rehab, and I know there's going to be times where he'll be, you know, rehabbing other facilities. So he's got a good plan, you know, kind of mapped out. He's done a good job communicating with our training staff, our doctors. They're all kind of on the same page. So, you know, I'm going to kind of know when he's not going to be here. There'll be some weeks where he's going to be around a lot, and he'll be able to help the coaching staff and help the players.
Is there a plan for Raekwon?
Yeah, I mean, we're a little early to tell right now what we're, you know, the exact timetable of everything.
Coach D. Gordon out there? I wasn't sure your
relationship
with D. Gordon.
Yeah, he's been coming out. I know he's friends with a lot of guys on the team. So he comes out quite a bit, you know, in the spring. And, you know, we'll see him every once in a while in training camp when he gets a chance to pop out. And, you know, it's always fun to kind of talk with him. I saw him, you know, before we got started there when they were playing the Dodgers, went down there and saw him and a couple of other guys. So anytime we can get those guys around here and with our players, and he's a good player, and, you know, love his mindset, love talking just competitive sports with him. He's got great demeanor about him, and, you know, he's a competitor.
Why was it important for this defense to bring Andre Brandel
in? I mean, he's our spark plug, man. He's the guy that gets it going. You know, a lot of the things you guys don't see, you know, I mean, he's our energy. He makes sure that there's not a dull moment, and, you know, when he gets kind of in that groove in a game, you know it's just a matter of time. He's going to make a play, and I really like the way he's rushing right now. You know, he's really trying to do a better job in the run game. I know both those guys on the edges. I mean, Cam, I've noticed, is really taking it up a notch. I mean, you can tell he's further away from that injury because, I mean, when he sets the edge, I mean, that thing it's done. And you can see that strength and power for a guy his size is really remarkable. And him and Branchy together, I mean, I like that combination.
With the exhibition game one, I know losing Raekwon was a tough thing, but what were your overall thoughts on how the offense and defense performed?
Well, we had plenty of errors to correct. I mean, that was very glaring for us at first, but, you know, we played a lot of young players for a long period of time, and it's probably the longest they've played because out here in practice they don't get as many reps as the starters do. and love the energy level, love the fact that those guys were competing as hard as you want them to. You never saw anybody that just looked lackadaisical. It was full go, and guys were making plays, and I loved the energy on the sideline was awesome. You know, you see our starters are so into the game. You know, we take off down the sideline. I'm waiting for a flag to come out because I look up and Jarvis is like on the other 10. I'm like, this is perfect. So, you know, it's great to see our guys that into it, and the guys on the field feel it. You know, they feel that energy. They come back to the sideline and guys are talking and they're telling them what they saw and how they can fix things. It was really, really great experience.
Did you see any irony in the fact that you won a fourth quarter preseason game and that was pretty much your whole 2000?
I think it's just kind of what we do. So,
looking ahead to Thursday, Cutler's only been here a few days. How much do you expect to play him?
Yeah, I'm still working. I need to see him just keep going and see where his comfort level is. And, you know, if he feels good enough to go on Thursday where the pocket feels there and he feels like he's in a good place, then he'll go. If he doesn't, then Matt will start the game and we'll roll from there. And I really can't say right now because today, you know, we were talking through the whole thing and he could tell me what's going on and just trying to get used to the rush. I mean, this was really the first day he had multiple plays of, you know, our pass rush coming out with Sue and Cam and Branch coming off the edge. I mean, speeds up real fast when those guys are coming at you.
Adam, regarding your run defense from the game, I know the starters weren't out there for very long. Anything you could tell about the run defense or about gap assignment?
We just got to keep working to be sound. I mean, we went through the whole thing with the ones in practice, and you know, things were looking strong for us going into that game, and you know, you didn't see a ton of runs, you know, but we let up a couple big ones, and it was really the back end group. But we got plenty of room to improve. Everybody knows it. You know, we just got to keep working on being sound and everybody being on the same page.
Is relating to McMillan and why he was out there in special teams.
Because he was going to play it this year. How many snaps of nickel are we going to play this year? We're going to play 600 plus. We're going to play 300 snaps of base probably. So he would have played base. So we only got 46 guys on the roster that are going to play. So somebody's got to play it. We're not just going to trot out 8 guys because we can't play any starters. So he was going to play. I mean, can't. I mean, Pouncey can be in bubble wrap, but not playing. But when you're a rookie and you have to experience this stuff. And it's unfortunate. You know, we had a lot of high hopes for him because we felt like we drafted a really good player. And I hate to see that happen to him, especially a guy that's never been hurt in his career. But that's the NFL. It's you have to experience these things. You have to go out there and do it because we throw him in a real game. And he's never done it in a real game before. It's not going to be a good result.
Adam, have you ever called the 99-yard touchdown play before?
No. No, I haven't.
Coach, real quick, I know you're a sports fan. The thoughts of Derek Jeter with the sale, him coming to the South Florida sports scene?
You're asking. I have no clue what's going on. I mean, I kind of briefly heard about it.
Having a guy like that now.
Yeah, anytime, you know, you get a great player involved with an organization – it's usually you're going to have good results.